Tell me about your husband.
John was a wonderful man that was dearly loved and greatly served his community, would do anything for anyone, was so smart but so sweet, and had the biggest heart.
Why was it important for you to come here today and talk to me?
Every and any opportunity that I have to heighten awareness of safety for cyclists, to end distracted driving, or anything that can help the community to just understand that cyclists need to and are allowed to be on the road, I'll seize it. I'll do anything.
Does it help you with the pain that you have to still be dealing with after these many months?
I don't know that it necessarily helps me with the pain, because it is painful to have to talk about it. But more importantly, I do it for John and for the cyclists who are out there. And like, you know, it sounds like such a cliche, but John did enough in this world to have a lot of meaning in his life. But I can only do something to add some meaning to his tragic death.
Tell me what happened to John.
John was riding on a Wednesday evening in the spring at about 6 o'clock, so it wasn't dark, with a group of cyclists that he so loved to ride with, not very far from where we live in Henry County. And he was on a pretty wide open, you know, access road to the Atlanta Motor Speedway, which isn't used very much, you know, except when there's big events there. So that's why they wanted to be there, because it was safer, less trafficky, if you will. And being the person that he was, John stopped to help a cyclist that had come off of her bike. And he and the rider that had fallen and someone else were just a tiny bit behind the group. And driver came up behind him and never saw him, never even put on his brakes. And my husband's head went through his windshield. He lived for a little while. The weather got windy, so we couldn't life flight him to Grady. So we took him from the Henry County Hospital up to Grady via ambulance, and that's where we lost him.
What is it about what happened that day? That day which led to John's death, that haunts you about what was happening on the road, what was happening with the driver, what was...
Well, there's a couple things about it. First of all, obviously, John and I had a lot of discussions about his cycling habits. He went through a period of time where he would go out at 5 a.m. when there was no one on the road, in the dark, but very well lit, because he thought that was safer. He took country roads to his medical practice. I mean, or had always had a change of clothes at the hospital or wherever he needed to be that day. And that really worried me. And we had a lot of back and forth about what's the safest for him. I mean, and the irony is that he was doing everything he possibly could and then some to be safe. And of course, I'll never let go of the idea that cell phones are so, so dangerous to have in your car, and that no one needs to be on their phone as long as they're behind the wheel, not even hands-free. And hands-free would be a good start, the change in the law, which I hope is coming. But just, it can wait. Save a life, it can wait.
Was it proven that this driver was distracted?
Yes. We know that he was actually talking on the phone, and it was not hands-free.
And the fact that there were no skid marks, there was no effort to put on the brakes, proved to the court that he was at fault.
Yes.
How do you feel about the time that he served?
I actually would love to see the penalties for vehicular homicide across the board greatened. I feel like the judge was more than fair with the sentencing and that it was handled to the best of the ability in the court system for what they had. The Solicitor General of Henry County was a huge advocate and very helpful in allowing us to get the most that we possibly could or should. I also feel like the man that hit my husband has his own life sentence that I don't want to believe that any human being will ever get over that.
It's probably impossible to forget.
Right.